So before we see the next Gemara, just one short ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara began with a braisa, Chacham Shemes, Beis Medrashoi Batal, of Bezdin Shemes, Kol Batei Medrashoi Shebe'iroi Betelen, Nasi Shemes, Batei Medrashis Kulam Betelen. And if you think about it, it sounds like a phenomenal chiddush. This concept that Talmud Chacham dies, all of a sudden the Batei Medrashis are closed. And by the way, it sounds like Da'ilam wasn't really learning so much, because Rabbi Shulman Karcha said that what are you supposed to do? Meaning, if you're not learning, don't spatzir el yoshvim b'daimim. You're supposed to sit, then you're supposed to be Nei Gavel. Now, if Da'ilam is learning, they're just not learning in Beis Medrash, they're going to be learning with the Chavrusa, they're going to be learning in some other form, then what's Rabbi Shulman Karcha saying? They're learning. It's just a question. Are they going to go to the regular Beis Medrash, or are they not going to go to the regular Beis Medrash? It certainly sounds like, from learning the Gemara, on the simplest level, that there's a concept that Chacham Shemes, Beis Medrashoi Batal. The truth is, the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel, Daf Kuf Dalet, some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, where the Gemara talks about Ptirasoi Shal Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So Rabbi Yehuda was a Chacham. He wasn't just a Chacham, he was the Nasi. And when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi passed away, he was the Nasi Shemes. And the Gemara talks about some of the final instructions, the Tzava, quote unquote, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi gave to his family. So one of the things that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said was, V'hishivu yeshiva la'acha shloishim yoyim. He said that after 30 days, you should be Hashivu Yeshiva. It was one of the things. He said a whole litany of things. But one of the things Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said was, after 30 days, Vahishivu Yeshiva. Rashi says in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, at the very, very top. What does it mean, Vahishivu Yeshiva? Lasek Betayra. Meaning, after 30 days, the Olam should start learning again. So, as if there was this batola of learning for 30 days after the Ptira of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. It's a fascinating concept. It's something that's Sarach Bir. So just one hergish. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara goes through the different tzoymos, the different fasts that Yidden fast over Churban Beis HaMikdash. Asar B'Tevish, Shavasa B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzoym Gedalia, and Tzoym Aravi, Tzoym Achamishi, Tzoym Ashvi, Tzoym Asiri. But the four Tanesim that are related to the Churban, one is Asar B'Tevis, that's when it all began. Shavasa B'Tamiz was Hufka Ha'ir. Tisha B'Av was the Churban. And then Tzoym Gedalia is when Gedalia ben Achikam, one of the great Jewish leaders, was killed. And the Gemara says, isn't it interesting that we seem to be equating the death of Gedalia ben Achikam with the actual Churban of the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, L'lametcha, Sheshkula Misas Shel Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. That on some level, Misas Tzadikim is shakel to Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the hergish was that Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klai Yisrael mourns. And Klai Yisrael mourns with a bittel Teira Echet. On Tisha B'Av, it's also to learn Teira. So yeah, Dvarim Shal Peroniyah is the Dvarim Yerayim, Sefer Yirmiyah, and an Echa, etc., etc. But if there's an idea of Shkula Misa Shal Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu, so could be, it's on that level that when a Chacham dies, Beis Medrashoi Batal. There's a concept of it's Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu, and just like Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu itself, Beis Batim Midrashim all over the world are bottled. It's in that same vein, Chacham Shemes, Beis Midrashoi bottle. But I'll just tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw recently in the Sefer HaChaim. So the Sefer HaChaim was written by Rebbe Chaim, Rebbe Tzalami Friedberg, the Achia Maral. So in the Sefer HaChaim, and this is in Sefer Geula V'Yeshua, it's Chelek Hei, it's Perek Dalet. And it's Dibur HaMaschel U'michlal, towards the end of the piece. It's Kedai to see inside. Says the Sefer HaChaim, that on Tisha B'Av, a Yid's not allowed to learn Torah. Says the Sefer HaChaim, why? He says something unbelievable. Because Ro Chachmei HaEmes, the Chachmei HaEmes saw, Levatl, to be Mevatl Torah, B'Yoyim HaMarazeh, on this bitter day. V'lismoy Chalpsuke Kriyashma, V'dvar Maram Shibriyom. And they were so imich that how will people be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? They'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through Kriya Shema and through the Dvar Maram Shir B'Yirmiyo. V'chol zeh, and the reason they did this was, kidei sheyira Hashem, that the Eved should see, v'yashkif, and he should look, al mayone ha-Torah v'achochma she'nishtakhu, to see what happened because of the Churban, how much Torah was forgotten, v'nistamu mayneinu, v'yishlach lanu mishichenu l'hoireinu b'sayrasai. We're showing the Eved, you want to know why we're mourning the Beis HaMikdash? HaMikdash? Because think about how much batolus came about through Churban Beis HaMikdash. How much Torah did we lose because of Churban Beis HaMikdash? And we go up and we make a statement and we say, we're not learning today. It's a vice in the Bashefer to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what happened because of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That because of Sreifas Beis HaLakenu, this is all the Torah that we're losing. Tvarim the flaim. Mamish. Right, we say Yiratzim Ilfanecha Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir B'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir Sech. We always say this over from the Vilna Goyim Malka V'sereh B'Goyim Ein Torah, that when the Beis HaMikdash was charved, there was a tremendous amount of Torah that was forgotten. There was a tremendous amount of Torah that was lost. So the Chachmei Hador, with tremendous plates, they took it upon themselves and they said that even though in the Torah there's no Makar for Tisha B'Av and there's no source anywhere that says that on Tisha B'Av you closed Bava Kam, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, and you learned Dvar Maram Shebeir Miyo. Pekin Chazal said that we're going to do this, and the reason was they felt that Ula Yachas Alamoni VeEvyon, maybe that will be Ma'ir Rachmei Shemayim by showing the Ebesh that this is what happened because of the Churban. This is why we're mourning. This is what we lost. Nu Adarabo, like he says, that this should be Yishlach Lanu Meshichenu LaHayreinenu B'Sayrasa. Chacham Shemes is literally the Hein Hein Advarim. When a Chacham dies and all the Torah that's lost, it's a Bechin of Chacham Shemes based Midrashay Batal. Because it's Shokul Kesreifas based Alikena. We turn to the Eivishtha and we tell the Eivishtha, we lost the Chacham, we lost a Mayan of Torah. What's going to be? There's this concept of Chacham Shemes based Midrashay Batal. Ulai, maybe it's related to this idea of the fact that it's Shokul Kesreifas based Alikena.